Blog Talk Radio. Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures? Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And you are listening to All That Jazz. Now, it's our Wednesday show, and it's going to be a blowout. We're doing the subtitle, Appreciate the Sound of Jazz. And you know, I think a lot of people get confused with how long a song's been around. So when they hear artists like Miles or Shaka, then they think that's the beginning of the track. But one of the most popular jazz songs was written in 1937 by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. And of course, they were called Rodgers and Hart. And Coming of Age was a musical, Babes in Arms, in which the greatest jazz song was introduced by a teenage star, Mitzi Green. The song became the most popular jazz standard, appearing over 1,300 albums and performed by over 600 artists, which you're going to hear a few of them tonight. Dakota Staton, Marvin Gaye, Miles Davis, and Chaka Khan. And Miles did his in 64. So count from 37 to 64. That's a long goddamn time. So we got a great lineup for you tonight. Really great. I'm looking forward to the show tonight. We're always on the education as well as the entertainment. So without further ado, here is Cosmic Monkey. And I know you're going to like it. Cosmic Monkey. That's a deep track, man. You're listening to All That Jazz Now. Appreciate the sound of jazz. You know, and why so many people are turning to the sound of jazz? Because they actually like the songs that were created in musicals and jazz, and sometimes they don't realize they're singing a song that might be older than their parents. The song we're highlighting tonight is Man, My Funny Valentine, written in 1937 by the writing team of Rodgers and Hart. And it's deep. That's deep because everybody from Shakota to Miles to Frank Sinatra to Chet Baker, over 600 artists played or sang this song. So Rodgers and Hart went to the bank a billion and one times. Every time that song got sang, they got paid, which shows you the power of good writing. And man, that song topped the charts. To give you an idea, let's go through it. In 1955, Dakota Staton did it. 1961, Man That You Never Thought Would Sing Jazz, Marvin Gaye did it. Miles Davis did it. 1964, Chaka Khan, 1995. Miles Cut Up in 1964 in the Philharmonic in New York. So it just goes to show you. But it came from a musical. Coming of Age. The musical was Babes in Arms. And a young teenage girl, Mitzi Green, sang the song. So, man, you got to listen. Sometimes them, you think they knew, but they're old. I'm going to jump to this track called Incognito, Always There. And, man, we're cutting it tonight. We're going to cut like a razor blade.
Open your eyes so you can see everything in front of you. Take my hand so you will know everything that you can be. We're flying. within your reach. Everything that you can do, there is no fear, only love coming right for you. We're flying high above the sunrise, the light is shining through. The world is...
Oh man, that's Lisa Sanders, and that girl can cut. And I do mean cut. That you just heard is from my presentation called World Premiere. And Lisa Sanders was on the background track. Just deep. We got a great jazz show for you tonight. Appreciate the sound of jazz and why so many people are turning to the sound, or shall we say, the songs of jazz. We're going to get to one of our featured artists for the night, Joe Sample. When the man was around, he was dangerous. I mean, just completely dangerous. And people really enjoyed Joe Sample. And when my older brothers introduced me to Joe, I liked it. I said, hey, that man. We're going to go to a track by Joe Sample called When Your Life Was Low. I was there to help you out, and now you're a big star, so I hope you haven't forgot.
You're doing well.
And you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, All That Jazz Now. We've invited a lot of new listeners, and they say they're tuning in to see what this jazz is all about. Man, I sure appreciate that. And it's going to be hot. Like I said, we got a jazz song created in 1937. So 47, 57, 67, 77, 87, 97 was already 60 years. And the song just keeps being sang. We're going to play the combination of Marvin Gaye, Chaka Khan, Dakota Staten, and Miles Davis all doing the same song, My Funny Valentine. And they even used it in the Waiting to Exhale movie. I mean, Rodgers and Hart, the song in 1937. So see, when you talk about age, you need to talk about vintage, not the age. Because vintage will last and go on and on and on. We got some more great music for you. We got a track called 7 Years by our featured artist, Joe Sample.
Thank you.
And the time is 7:41. You know, and it's such a pleasure to approach a project that a lot of people think will work. We've got our first two $1,800 committers. And you know we're going at the 60, right? So if you take away one, that's 59. You take away two, that's 58. You take away three, which is going to be World Finance. Take away four, which is the DSM group. And man, what do you have? 56. But we're going to make it. And we got people that's even going to donate a love offering. You know, people are doing what they can do. And so we set our website up. They can go to the contact page. They can do Zelle. They could do Cash App. They could do PayPal. Or they could call us on the phone. And we'll walk them through putting it into the credit card process. So, I mean, we're some bad mama jumpers. So get your stuff in so we can continue to grow. And I know you will. We're going to take a quick break because we got some bad jazz. And when we come back in 10 minutes, we're going to do four versions of My Funny Valentine. You got to stay for that because that's some smoking gun stuff. You know how the police look for the smoking gun? Well, they're looking for the smoking gun on this track.
The Birth of an Idea, Black History and Diversity, is a new book with a fresh approach created by Don S. McClure. The question, how to make a vision a reality concerning the promotion of diversity and black history. McClure found himself at a loss of understanding. Why would his thoughts become necessary to more than himself? Finding a way for an official ending to the month-long celebration of black history, including diversity, was a significant task in his mind. But with endurance and faith, his idea received the acceptance of 36 U.S. governors in 10 years, including a congressional record from the U.S. Congress. In addition, the project gained the financial backing of leading corporations in America, Coca-Cola Enterprises, Pepsi Americas, Cummins Recon, Allstate, Trust Bank, First Tennessee Bank, Wendy's, and Cry Likey, ranked number 3 in the nation and the largest real estate company serving markets in Tennessee, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, and Puerto Rico. His new book will allow you to view his vision concerning diversity and black history and art, architecture, and photography as he traveled for 4 years across the country, capturing some of the most beautiful photographic images while exploring new cities. From the seeds of this adventure, two unique events were created displaying his findings, from a 36-day exhibit in Indianapolis, Indiana, in the beautiful Art Garden in the downtown area, to his weekend photographic display inside the world-famous Black Welder Mansion in Chicago on the South Side. How does one measure an idea that's considered deep-seated? By believing that it can be accomplished. The Birth of an Idea, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is just that.
Oh, man. That young lady that does our commercials, Cass Jackson, bad. And I sent her the new script. And she says she's just so excited because she's going to be talking about the four ways that you can pay and purchase on DSMpublications.net. And you know, when we get there, when we get to that big level, imagine how many people we can give jobs to. Imagine how many artists we can help. And imagine what communities we can uplift. Come on now. You got to dig in. I know it's hard, but dig into your pockets because it's worthwhile. All right, it's 7:47. We're going to get to our track, My Funny Valentine. Now, we're going to start off because we're going to hit you hard. I think we're going to start off with a young lady in 1955, Dakota Staten, who sang it. And then we're going to go to Dizzy Gillespie. Well, actually, Miles Davis. Get your people right. Then we're going to do Marvin Gaye. And we're going to top it all off with Chaka Khan. Now, you know, you got to think about this. The song was written in 1937, Rodgers and Hart. Rodgers' first name was Richard. Lorenz Hart was his partner. So it was Rodgers and Hart. And they did a lot of musicals, a lot of old-time musicals. So the song was introduced, became one of the most popular jazz standards, appearing on over 13,000 and performed by over 600 artists. Now, Dakota Staten did it in 1955. Marvin Gaye did it in 1961. Miles Davis did it 1964. Chaka Khan 1995. And out of the 600 artists, I mean, from jazz to Frank Sinatra to Sammy Davis Jr., everybody sang this darn song. Miles did it live at the Philharmonic. So let's jump into this amazing vintage track, starting off with Dakota Staten, My Funny Valentine. And then we're going to hit you hard, man. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to switch a little bit. Right after Dakota, I'm going to do Marvin Gaye. Because I know you didn't think Marvin Gaye could do the jazz stuff, but it's hot.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with your heart. Your lips are laughable, photographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Your figure lifts in Greek, is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you if you really
with my heart. Oh, oh, oh. Your looks are laughable. You're my favorite work of art. Mm-hmm. Is your figure less than green? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? Oh, don't change your hair for me. Not if you care for me. But stay little Valentine. Oh, stay each day, Valentine. Each day Valentine, each day Valentine's Day, today.
funny Valentine. Sweet comic Valentine. You make me every voice to speak out and set you free.
Well, I hate to say it, it's hard to say it, but it's probably me. You're not the easiest person I ever got to know, and it's hard for us both to let our feelings show. Some would say I should let you go away, you only make me cry. If there's just one friend, just one friend, lay down her life for you till the end. I hate to say it, it's hard to say it, but it's probably me.
Say it, it's hard to say it, but it's probably me.
So how'd you like that Shoop Shoop song? That was the Shoop. Shoopy Doop. Boop a boop. Did they say boopy boop? It's 8:13. I don't think they said no boopy boop. We got some more stuff for you. Hey, we're going to play a track that some of you seasoned cats remember Blue Moon. You know, bow, 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 and all that stuff, right? Well, Ella Fitzgerald sang Blue Moon before the ba-ba-ba-ba-ba guys. So we're going to give you a little taste of that. And when we come back, we got more great music for you. And we're going to take a quick break and then bring you some more killer, vintage, and new.
Saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Book, I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
Oh, man. Did you hear her? She said, Don S. McClure. Man, I'm getting so excited. You know when you have a dream and you go after it time and time again, eventually you break through. You see, in the Matrix movie, when he had Neo on the track, and he said, do you hear that sound, Neo? That is the sound of inevitability. Do you know how many times I had to practice to say that word? Inevitability. And in the movie, he says it's so precise. You see that, Neil? That is the sound of inevitability. And when you practice on anything, writing, drawing, singing, you become good at what you do. So I want you to keep that in mind. You're going to lose. You're going to lose sometimes. You're going to go through headaches. You're going to feel like, man, what the H-E? But I want you to keep going. We're going to jump to a track by Brian Culberson, You'll Never Find. And we're going to hit you hard. After that, Peter White, Endless Journey.
Oh, Thank you. We were somewhere in the Midwest, I think, coming out on our tour bus, and Mark Whitfield comes running from the back of the tour bus and said, "Hey, Chris," I think it was Nashville, Tennessee, and Mark says that he's hired his cousin to come on the road with us. I'm like, "Cousin? Road? What are you talking about?" Again, I'm thinking he's just making some stuff up, and then his cousin appears, and she is so radiant and has such a vibe and a soulful way of singing that I know you're all going to become fans. Please welcome, and it really is Mark Whitfield's cousin, Miss Cy Smith.
Don't ever Cy Smith.
And that was Michelle, Outside Your Door. You know, some tracks are just, you play them all the time. And Michelle, somebody new that we're playing and enjoying. You know, you can't ask for much more than that. On a great jazz show on Wednesday and a great jazz night. I don't think there's any other jazz better than all that jazz now on Wednesday. You know, you just don't get any better than that. We're going to jump to a track because we've been tracking it, man. And, you know, you guys have been hanging with us, especially the phone numbers in the 331. Man, you couldn't ask for better company. And the 347 and the 217 and the 219 and the 312. And, of course, the 678. You couldn't ask for better friends, you know, hanging with you, hanging there, knowing you really want to be the best that there is. I'm going to go ahead and play No Man, No Cry by Jimmy Sachs. And that was Jimmy Sachs. Man, that guy there. Jimmy Sachs and the Sax Machine. You know, man, this music is just really good. It's just one of those nights that everything you play is just darn good. That's all it is. It's just darn good. Hey, we're going to take you on out of here. Shaka, My Funny Valentine, a song written in 1937 by Rodgers and Hart and continues to be sang and sung and singing over and over again. Here we go. My Funny Valentine, the famous, baddest lady singer in the world, Chaka Khan. Well, that's going to be it for us tonight. This has been a great show. I love you a lot. All that jazz now. And I'm going to say good night-o.